Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
And I think it's fair to say the Jets aren't going to call up and offer you a second-round pick for Shador, but that's the price, right? If you want to play the game, you got to be able to pay the toll to get into the damn game. And The Browns are under no obligation to move Shador out of the kindness of their heart to appease the Shahive, to appease Evan Roberts in WFAN lore. Like, no. If you want to play the game, this is the cost. But here's the thing. There is a statute of limitations on this offer. If you're serious, this offer expires the second Shador hits the damn field. Because after that, there's no trading Shador. It also is coincidentally the time where his value could take a huge drop because of what he'll be playing around. But no, that's the only time Shador, if they play him and trade him, I'd be furious. But right now, he is a conceptual piece to me on this team. I never thought he was going to be a franchise quarterback in the first place. I think he'll merely be a good starting quarterback if he does end up being a good starting caliber player in the NFL. So a second-round pick gets me a little bit closer to trying to find my franchise quarterback this offseason, but that's it. Anything short of it? I think we'll just go ahead and play the kid and let's see if he can play here.
I mean, it's like the price of if you have a buddy that owns a business. Like, what does it cost for me to go ahead and do that job while doing that job on a holiday? It's like the price is extreme and no one's going to meet that price, but that's okay. I can set that price. The Jets aren't going to meet a second round pick.
But you can imagine if they did.
They're not going to. They're not going to.
Do you think they won't?
I think they won't. I'm telling you, I think they won't.
Would you be mad if the Browns got a second-round pick for Shador?
No, I think a second-round pick, I think you're happy with that overall. Second-round pick's a big deal.
We might have to bring back the laser eyes meme if that does happen.
Second-round pick is a big deal. That's why I feel even foolish being like, yeah, I'd be happy with that, because the reality is it's just I'd also be happy winning the Powerball tomorrow, too. It doesn't seem like that's very likely.
I also think,
you're talking in a world of hypotheticals that are never going to play out.
Whoa. Well, not for you.
I have to start playing the Powerball is the problem.
I'll win it.
Play the Powerball. You have a chance. I don't even play the Powerball.
And I'll just be sitting here wiping my brow with $100 bills.
I want to start playing the Powerball. And honestly,
doesn't seem like you do.
The idea of winning the Powerball, the funny part to me, it wouldn't be winning $500 million. That would be enjoyable. That would be the icing on the cake. It would be the idea that it was so close to you.
That's fair.
This has been your...
That's fair.
You feel like your life's quest is to win the Powerball.
I don't think it's life's quest, but it's a side quest for sure.
I mean, you put importance on it in a way that I feel like just being so, so close to it and me winning it would be really funny to me.
I would definitely...
It'd be really
funny. Definitely alter my opinion on life and like the point of it.
I think it might shape your worldview if I won it.
It's funny. I've heard this fear from Browns fans of I can't trade him until we see what we have. It's like, well, that's not really how this would work. It's like, could I tell you definitively that if somebody came along and gave you a decent offer for Shador, that there wouldn't be a little bit of, ooh, okay, but what if he's good elsewhere? But I think what minimizes the, I think, irrational fear that we have anytime we make a trade for anyone is, well, yeah, okay, might not have been that here given the circumstances. And two, like, I think there is a ceiling on Shador. So that's why there is a price on Shador. If I thought Shador could be Mahomes or a top five quarterback, if I thought he had that kind of ceiling, Well, then there would be no price I would put on Shador.
A couple of things. Right now, his value, I feel like, is as high as we're going to see it, because he's like those, at stadiums now, they're doing like those mystery baseballs that are signed, and it's like $30. But yeah. Like the appeal of it isn't that you're going to get a baseball signed by Albert Pujols. You're probably going to end up with a baseball signed by nobody you ever knew, but it's worth, you know, way less than $30. That is Shador in a nutshell right now. He's a mystery grab bag to NFL teams.
Brennan or he's Albert Pujols. Who the hell knows?
His value is there. That's the idea. His value is in the mystery grab bag portion of this right now. And yeah, do I feel like he could help out a team? Sure. Do I feel like Shador Sanders fans want him away from the Browns? Yeah, because I hear from them all the time about how they want him away from the Browns right now. And so if another team came and they were to pony up the price, sure. But they're not going to pony up the price here.
Now, here's the thing. Be careful what you ask for, Shador fans. I get it. I'm not here to sell you anything in the Cleveland Browns. Not a great organization. Very just, I don't have a lot of nice things to say about what's been going on.
Shador will be looked at as a little bit of a folk hero around Cleveland if he goes from a fifth round pick to then you able to get a second round pick for him. Like that's then the value on Shador is immense to Cleveland Browns fans because you're able to get a second round pick for a fifth round value.
Until he becomes a really good player in New York. I digress. But here's the thing.
But that's on Andrew Berry's hands.
You might, if in this hypothetical, which it is a hypothetical,
yeah.
You would be trading him to the one organization in sports that might be worse than the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, Jets stink.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, Woody Johnson makes Jimmy Haslam look like a Rooney member. Family member. I keep saying Rooney member.
I don't think it's an accident that Aaron Rodgers looked like he forgot how to play football for 2 years, and now all of a sudden in Pittsburgh seems like he can do it again.
Yeah.
That's what he's entering. Right now, I think Shador Sanders fans would make the argument that the Browns are not in the best of positions either to go ahead and have him set up for success. But the reality is for Shador right now, you are left with the table scraps. Like one thing I like about Shador so much is I feel like he can rise above a lot of really bad situations. It's part of what I like about him with the Cleveland Browns. I feel like there's a few players out there coming out of college where I feel like they can just turn really crappy situations into gold. And I feel like Shador is one of those people. So I feel like he'd still have an opportunity to overcome, but it's not great here. It's not great in New York.
While we're talking about Shador, and again, the question here is, Evan Roberts of WFAN in New York wants Shador Sanders for a fifth-round pick. What's the price on Shador if there is one? But Shiloh Sanders apparently went to the Browns game this weekend cosplaying as his brother?
Well, he put on a 12 jersey.
Okay. And then people just saw...
Well, he didn't tell him no.
Okay, that's fair.
He started signing autographs as Shador. Like, he definitely swerved into it.
So, that was interesting. Although, I'll actually say this. I like it. I thought it was really funny.
Some of the comments are really funny. It's like, you guys really aren't helping the idea that everyone thinks we look the same.
Well, but I like the idea that it's fun. Like, that is, like, there's just so few things when it comes to the Browns that are fun.
But how dumb are these Yinzer fans to think that Shador is just walking around with his jersey on?
Genetics
before
dude.
The game, like what?
Come on.
Like what? How do you? How dumb do you have to be to think that's a reality?
It's a shallow gene pool. Let's not go too hard in the paint against them. God's already against him because of the whole inbreeding thing. Okay, like come on.
I mean, it's incredibly stupid though.
Yeah, but it's come on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
You're all morons.
I wonder
they're
if
missing
Shiloh
a chromosome
was like,
or two.
I wonder if
like,
he was
not
like,
great.
He's like Pittsburgh. That's the spot. They'll fall for this.
In fairness,
they'll believe that I just walk around with my jersey on, telling people that I'm what?
And he was proven correct. But Shiloh, Shiloh interviewed Shador after the game.
Shiloh's really funny, by the way. Have you caught any of his like streaming content and stuff? He's really funny.
Really funny.
I like, independent of the Sanders name, I would watch live streams of Shiloh.
And he and Shador talked about how close Shador came to playing against Pittsburgh.
From a guy that was on the sideline before, I liked your movement. I liked how you didn't sit down too long. You got up when you needed to get up. You was ready. At the end of the game, we thought you was going to get in.
I did too. That's why I was warming up.
Hey, but you did good today, bro. You was like three thoughts away from getting in. Right. Or am I tripping? You was about to get in today.
I really was. It was close.
That's what I'm saying.
It was close.
The internet would not have been able to handle if Shador got in at the end of the Pittsburgh game.
Here's what I need to tell Shador. Shador, listen up. I love you. You know I love you. You're not seeing the field while Dylan Gabriel is the starter. It's not happening. I'm sorry. Like, I'd love for it to be the reality, but Stefanski's got too much to lose if you go out there and look great.
I don't think he'll see it this early. I do think that we're going to see him in garbage time. The same way we saw Dylan in garbage time before we saw him in real time.
I'll be shocked.
I just think it makes sense. If one of these games, and God help us if it's this game, but if one of these games turns out to be a blowout and you basically are playing for nothing less and nothing else, and Dylan's taking a pounding that day, I think it would make sense if you would say, you know what, Shador, low stakes, we're going to give you three series in the fourth quarter and just to get your feet wet. I honestly think that would be doing right by Shador. When you try and get this kid ready to play,
I'll be really surprised if it goes down that way, only because of everything that Stefanski then opens himself up to. If Shador just looks like how Dylan Gabriel looked coming in for Joe Flacco.
I think you're 100% right, but I think this is one of the tests that the Browns can pass to show people we're interested in helping Shador actually succeed, is instead of just throwing him there week 10 when you're 1-8 or 1-9, being able to throw him into a couple games late in the game and just get his feet wet, I really think that could help that kid a lot.
If they do it, then they're signaling to me and everybody else that they're a game or two away from putting Shador Sanders into the lineup as the starting quarterback.
I understand why people would think that way.
I don't necessarily think it that way
because, again, I don't think
it's going to happen.
I think
though,
Dylan can put distance between himself and Shador by just winning games. Which, again, don't know that's going to happen.
In that scenario, then Shador wouldn't end up seeing the field anyway. Like you're going into these as blowouts. You're going into these games as, or I guess in the other scenario, if we want to play it 100% fair, there is a scenario that Dylan just blows out the other team.
Mm-hmm.
That does exist.
Yeah, that could happen.
That does exist.
Yeah, when in the infinite possibilities of many universes, I'm sure there's a universe where Dylan's about 6'4 and about 275 pounds. It just has a rocket for an arm.
I watched this thing last night. It was like the infinite monkey theory. And then what that is essentially, if you put a monkey into a room and said you have the unlimited amount of time and gave him a typewriter and he could exist forever, eventually he would write Shakespeare. Because the combination of words and the combination of everything. If I give Dylan Gabriel enough time
and enough
situations, there is that world out there that he does blow out a team. That does exist. If we're just being fair across the board,
no,
it does exist.
I believe in this as well. Yeah, listen, I'm not. Who am I to knock science? 216-474-0092. Will we see Shador in garbage time first? What would your reaction have been if they put him in at the end of the Pittsburgh game?
I want to see him play. I do, but I wouldn't. It wouldn't have been. I wouldn't have felt, if I can't judge Dylan Gabriel off that game, I wouldn't have felt like they were putting Shador in any position to succeed either. And then one series is just one series. He could have had a touchdown drive, he could have had whatever. It's just such a tiny sample size to be thrilled over it one way or another.
I know that because it's Shador, it's just not going to work this way. In my mind, putting Shador in that scenario, I don't care about the results. I just am trying to help, just give him more reps, give him more so that when you do go to him, it's not you're splashing him with cold water and throw him into the damn game.
Yeah, but maybe that wasn't the game to do it.
But I also understand that, quite frankly, you're going to be putting him in a bad situation no matter what. So I can understand if people don't want to put him in that way. 216-474-0092. If the Jets or anybody came a call in, what would be the price tag on Shador if there was one? And will we see Shador in garbage time first? Quick Hits leads off with some inevitability around sports in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.